Okay, we saw in the SOGI yesterday, very important in Yanim relating to how much a person is mechuyev to expend in terms of the resources for Hidra mitzvah and for mitzvah itself. So, main SOGI is the SOGI of Hidra mitzvah shlish, which we'll get to, but we're still trying to work out what emerges from the one line of Gemara, when the Gemara suggested that mitzvah shlish means a person's mechuyev to spend a third of their assets for a mitzvah. The Gemara questions that by saying it can't be because the Yisrami le'tlas mitzvah salesiv l'kula beisei. Person who have three mitzvahs would have nothing left for himself, and that's obviously not expected of a person. So Tosus notes on that, that you see from this Gemara that you don't have to be mevazdeis kol mamono for a mitzvah such as esrog, even if you won't find an esrog for less than that, but if at the price that would mean that you're left without any assets, you're not mechuyev to expend that kind of money and become destitute for the sake of fulfilling a mitzvah. Even though it's a mitzvah overes, so that means that by not spending the money, you will therefore not be mekayim the mitzvah, but still not required of you. Not only do you not mechuyev to make yourself totally destitute, to the extent that you have literally nothing, even shlish beiso, it's a mashma gemara, you're not mechuyev. The Gemara says you can't interpret the statement as referring to shlish beiso because of what could happen if you have three mitzvahs. So therefore it's clear in the Gemara that you're not mechuyev to give even a shlish of what you have. Tosus continues by quoting the Gemara in Ksuvis, Mevaz beiz al yivaz beiz yosim mechomesh. Now that Gemara, Bepashtis, is talking about tzedakah. Although maybe soon we'll note, I found yesterday the Rambam, Dafka quotes that Memra also in terms of mitzvahs as well, and could be the Yerushalmi smashva that way, so we'll get to that. But the Pashtus, that's referring to a din by tzedaka, takonas usha. But Tosus brings that in as well, and you have to know what Tosus had in mind by bringing in that statement regarding giving tzedaka. And so Tosus says, you see that you're not mechuyev to give more than a chomesh for tzedaka, so too, obviously, Tosus would mean to imply that a mitzvah also would not be required to pay more than that, you should not. And finally, being Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara in Sukkah that we saw, that he paid Elav Zuz for an Esra, which was a big deal. Okay, so Umaisa, it doesn't say in the Gemara or Tosus how much a person is in fact mechuyev to expend for a mitzvah. So we saw in the Beis Yosef, Kohen Ben Yeruchim, that a person is mechuyev to pay a tenth. But the Beis Yosef didn't understand Ben Yeruchim, and we explained what the Beis Yosef was asking, because could be a mechuyev to pay more than that. In other words, what all we see in our Gemara is you're not mechuyev to make yourself totally poor, to give everything you have. And it's also clear in the Gemara's Tosus points out that not mechuyev to give a third. Okay, but there could be a lot in between a tenth and a third that you are mechuyev. So how does Ibn Yeruchim know that the chiyev is a tenth? Okay, but then there's another issue to understand in this Tosus, and that's what the Ravid asked, and the Rashba quoting the Ravid also elaborates on it. Knows how do you give an assessment for mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are priceless, right? So, Nachmanim Yizalim Pazrav, Torah, mitzvahs, it's priceless. How can you say that mitzvah is worth X and it's not worth more than that? So what's Pshat is Gemara? Why can the Gemara say that you're not mechuyev to give shlish beiso for mitzvah? And the Ravid explains that the point is that since a person who's going to give a shlish, it's going to end up becoming poor and it'll have to become a burden on the community. And that's only, as the Rashba says, and the Rashba says, it's considered kemisa. So therefore, you're not mechuyev to put yourself in that kind of situation that you risk becoming an ani hachashuv kemes. But the Rashba finishes by saying, all this is true by mitzvah asay. It comes to mitzvah lo asay, and this is all codified by the Ramah, Tafresh, and Vav, based on this Rashba, that a person is mechuyev to give kol mamono, not to violate a law in the Torah. So at the end of the shir, we still didn't have a full pshat, exactly what comes out of this ravid. So one, in fact, is the pshat, that because it's going to lead you to become poor, and ani chashav kemes, therefore you're not mechuyev to spend for a mitzvah saseh, more than, let's say, a shlish, which the Gemara says is clearly not required, because of the fact that ani chashav kemes, and if ani chashav kemes, kol pikuch nefesh. And why not say that for lo sasei also you can violate that lo sasei because of the potential becoming anechashuv kemes. So there are different drachim that I think can be said, but just try to stay focused on the raya. And lemaisa, the Netziv said a chidush. We mentioned it in passing. The Mormi Sada says it's based on the Gemara in Brachis. I actually looked at the Gemara that Kavod Habrios is docha lo sase shabbat Torah. It starts off maybe only drabana, but it comes out. The Gemara seems to say that chaf and Brachis that sheva al tase shiny. That even a lav do right, even a b'sheva al tase, you can have, basically, you can have the kavod habrios step in, and you could say it's based on, like we say, yesh koch b'yad chachamim, lakadav natar b'sheva al tase. It's based on that idea. The chachamim can suspend in mitzvah aseh based on whatever considerations. For example, shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shachar b'Shabbos, or a lulav on Sukkis. Yom Rishon, which is the Raisa, and yet you're not taking a lulav, you're not blowing a shofar. So it comes out, at least the pashtus in this Gemara, that Kavod HaBrios can actually step in and allow that b'sheva al tase, you're violating or you're not mekayim a mitzvah. So then the Siv's Chiddush is that's what it will come out to. Since the situation of becoming committed, having to take from the community is something which is very, very degrading. So Kavod HaBrios is what would be the basis why a person not mechuyev to pay amount of money that could put them in that situation. That's a very important svara, but I don't think it's pshat in the Ravid. I mean, the Ravid doesn't say that. He says what he says, doesn't mamish say the vort of the Netziv. I found in the Stipler in Bava Basra, I forget what simit it is, in Bava Basra in the first parak, and Rechon and the Kovet Sa'aris in one place also, they both use the Lashonos of Onus. It's a get of an onus. What does that mean exactly? Onus. You're considered an onus. One way to think about it maybe is, and we'll see this part maybe later on, pshat is like this. The Ravid had a kasha. What was the lashon of the Ravid in the kasha? It's damim for a mitzvah. Let's see, in the Rashba here quotes it. Hech nasu damim mitzvah overes. Mitzvah has a shear in damim. What did the Ravid answer? How did the teretz relate to that kasha? I mean, at the end of the day, you are saying it's damim, right? I mean, how does this answer relate to the kasha? You want to say a pshat in the Gemara. But the way the kasha was phrased, again, the Ravid asked the kasha from the perspective of why are you putting money value, money tag on a mitzvah. So the teretz has to be as follows. The Ravid is machadish that it's not the pshat that this is a shiur in the mitzvah. Mitzvah is priceless. Mitzvah would the etzem of mitzvah is worth infinite amount of money. The pshat is that when we say shirish, you're not mechuyev to pay shirish, it's the shiur in the gavra. In the tircha that you have to make in order to fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, it's not pshat that the mitzvah requires or doesn't require that amount of money. It's that you don't have to be toreach beyond a certain amount, that based on that amount, you would be in a compromised situation. So it's not a stira. Of course, the mitzvah itself is worth infinite amount. It's not a shir in the mitzvah. If the shir is ad heichan, a person is mechuyev b'toreach in seeing to it that the mitzvah gets fulfilled. So, no person is not mechuyev to put themselves in a situation that they can become poor. Okay, so now I'm not mechuyev. So come Sukkis now. Nebuch, you don't have an esrog. So what happened? You're mevato the mitzvah, you're not mevato the mitzvah. So what would you call that? I don't have an esrog on Sukkis. I'm an onus. That's the vort. In other words, I don't know if this type of means it this way or not, I'm not sure, but I would say it's sort of like this, that if the tircha is not required for the mitzvah, to the extent that you're not mechuyev b'toreach to the point that you're going to be like an unkashim kemeis, so to that extent, when the time of the mitzvah now comes and you don't have your chetz or shel mitzvah, you're not viewed as violating the mitzvah because you're an onus. Because since you didn't have to be Torah, now, normally you have to be Torah. And then, of course, you're not called, you're invited in the mitzvah because you could have had this esrog, you don't have it. But if you weren't mechuyev to put yourself that out that far because of the tircha is not required that much beyond that, whatever it is. So mainly you become an anus. The second hour. So we ask on the right, lo sasei, if it's an anus, so maybe you should be able to chas v'shalom b'machal Shabbos not to lose your panasa. The answer is no. There you're doing the avera. The avera can't be waived for anything short of pikuach nefesh. You can't violate the avera. Here it makes sense because given the fact that losing so much money would put you in a compromised situation that you have to become an ani and chazal psachim and so on. So therefore the tircha is not required of you to do that, and therefore you're melee, you're an anus come circus or whatever it is. Here you can't say it's an anus, I'm allowed to violate Shabbos because it's it. No, there the issue is the mitzvah itself, the aveira itself. Maybe it'll be an afkamina if what I'm saying is correct. What would happen if a person already spent that kind of money and they already bought his esther? And now it's coming close to Sukkot, says, oy vey, what did I do? I'm going to become poor. Now what? Does he have a right to revoke the sale, give back the esther, get back his money, so that Sukkot will come and he won't have an esther? What would you say then? We're telling me you're not mechuyev to pay shlish beso, so that you're not become in a situation that you have to go on public funds. So you're mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to pay. Mele, you're not. But if you already did it, now maybe undoing it would be equivalent of saying, I'll be mechal Shabbos in order not to lose my job. So it's only if you didn't do it, if you weren't, you're not mechuyev to be tereach chatchila. I don't know, maybe it's a chiddush, but that's what will come out. This is maybe a bit of a taich in the Ravid and the Rashba here in this Gemara. Okay, questions, Ari?
Yeah, just in terms of how we're reading that to the Ravid, why would the Ravid then need to say, so therefore an ani is considered...
No, because that's why there's such a tircha is not required
not,
of you.
Not,
given the gravity of what ani is, so this is why the chiyuv would not extend that far. Again, he didn't say kavod abrius. He didn't say that word of the nitziv. So if you want to use the terminology of anus, which is samachonim use, maybe a chalkas yoav also, I think, plays with this idea of anus. Maybe the way to think about it is as we're saying it now.
If you want to say that... Could return that stuff?
No, so if I'm correct in this assessment, this pshat, then you would not be mechuyev to. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be allowed to. In other words, you already have your esrog now. So now, to give back the esrog because and get back your money would be the same thing as, you might say, doing an aveira not to lose all your money. And you're not, and that's where the halacha is that, no, you're not allowed for lo sasi only pikuach nefesh mamish. But the reason why anechashav kemeis is relevant is because therefore the tircha does not demand that much of you. So again, and how did the rabbi answer this kasha? The kasha was this dumb into a mitzvah? No, it's not pshat. This dumb into a mitzvah. This inyan of shlish is not a. It's not directly saying the mitzvah is worth this much. The mitzvah is worth far more. But there's another issue. How far do you have to exert yourself to be toreach to see to it that you can do that? You can fulfill the mitzvah. So that much tircha is not required. Yeah.
How does one quantify tircha? Like, what is a shlish of tircha?
So tircha in this case is not going to be. It's going to come down to the issue of money, because of what associated with that. Now, since we normally say that a person who's going to give shlish can lead him now to a situation where he's going to become poor. So that's the nature of the tircha. Now, that much, right? You want to know about it in general issues of tircha. It's also a good question. It's how far in other areas besides money. It's a good question. The Gemara has specific halachas benogea in yanim with tilas yadayim and washing for tefillah and yasa tefillah b'tzibur. These are halachas that you find in the poskim discussing how far do you have to go back, go front, you know, in front of you. I mean, the different shiurim in terms of tircha in that regard. When I say tircha, I mean how far do you have to extend yourself, but obviously here it has to do with the money, but it's not about the money being a price tag on the mitzvah, it's about how much of a, to what extent do you have to be, you know, most nefesh. Okay, I want to go through the very long bir halacha with you, because there's a lot of interesting issues that he raises. And he has a few chidushim, the halacha, and he also references what he writes in Avos Chesed, which maybe we can also look at. And we'll see if there's other mahalchim as well that we can say. Before I start, just let me read you the Rambam I alluded to before. I found an interesting Rambam at the very end of Hilchas Erechin. It's in the volume Hafla of the Arach HaZaka, Hilchas Erechin v'Charamin. The Rambam Kedarko, at the very end of many of his halachos, he gives you like a nice moral message, Musar Haskel, that he bases on in Yonim of Chazal, but he brings an idea out. He does it a lot, the Rambam. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Erechin, says as follows. Perches alocha yud gimel. La'olam lo yagdish adam lo yachrim kol nechasav. Person should not be magdish or be machrim, meaning he's giving it away to hegdish, everything he owns. V'ha'osa zeh avar al das ha'kasuv. He goes against the sense of the pasuk. Shehreyu Omer, this is in the week Shabbos that we heard last Shabbos, Bechukosai, Shehreyu Omer, Mikol Ashelo, Mikol Ashelo, Velo Kol Ashelo, Kemo Shebiru Chachamim, not everything you have. The Einzul Chasidus, you think it's a good thing, Einzul Chasidus, Elo Shtus, because it's Shtus, Shehrey Zem Abed Kol Mamono, V'yitztarech Lebrios, you're going to lose everything you have, you're going to come on to people. Notice, the Rambam's not talking about Stukka, per se, he's talking about being Magdish, and be machrim for hegdish, the emirachim in alav. Ubazeh v'kayotzi vo amru chachamim chasid shota mechlam v'vali olam. It's interesting, the lashon chasid shota v'vali olam is the Mishnah and Sota. It talks about other inyanim. The Gemara gives hechidami chasid shota. You see a woman that's drowning and she's not dressed properly. You say, I can't go save her. It's a few other examples. The Rambam brings this example as chasid shota. Continues the Rambam, Ella, now here you see what I was medayik before about mitzvahs. Kol ha-mefazer mamono b'mitzvahs. Al yefazer yosem yichomesh. He's paraphrasing Suvas Daf Nun. Takanas Usha. The Rambam says, ha-mefazer mamono b'mitzvahs. Al yefazer yosem yichomesh. Very interesting maramakam in this Rambam, that the Rambam viewed this chomesh not just in terms of stakka, but mitzvahs in general. Whatever reason, you see all cases in the Torah, the person can't afford an animal, he can bring a bird, or bring certain cases, he can bring a mincha, you have mitzora ashi, mitzora ani. Dvam is being kvimas as yado, kavachomer, dvam shilonis chayabahen, elo machmas nidro. Shelo yindor el karayelo. He goes back to the union of nedarim. This is the last halach in the Rambam Hilchas Erechin, but betol.